Hi, thank you for calling Plantation Project. We look forward to serving you.
Good evening, it's Michael speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was actually just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
No, the card is fine. I'm just putting a hold on it for right now because I'm deciding what I want to do as far as moving forward with everything, to be honest with
you.
There's a lot of moving parts, and I just need to put a hold on everything for a little bit. So I'm just trying to figure a few things out.
Absolutely, I understand. I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to request the hold 3 business days prior to that date. So the good news is there's only the 149 past due at this point, but come December 23rd, that'll reoccur to 298, and it continues to do so until this settles. I can't do the hold with a past due balance, but as long as you get it paid, you know, before that 23rd date, we can put it on pause at that point, or we could push the next billing out 30 days if you wanted to, you know, take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for.
Yeah, so you need 150 by the 23rd of December, and then
well,
we
they
put it
say
on pause.
3 business days, so I would say no later than the 20th. I would, you know, definitely get it done. Don't wait till last minute because if the 23rd comes and goes and it slips your mind, then it'll reoccur that second charge. And I don't, I definitely don't want that to happen.
20th is
well,
Saturday.
4 days, huh? Let's see. Yep, it's Saturday. How about you send yourself a reminder for Monday, and then I'll send myself a reminder for Monday, which is the 22nd.
Yeah, we could do that. Is the website off right now? I mean, it's not on, is it?
It should be on. Let me look. Usually they'll just put a little orange banner on it that says the information isn't being updated. Oh, no, actually yours says that it's off. So that's the good news. On Monday, once the payment's up to speed, I can make sure that they get that website reactivated for you, too.
Okay, but it's off now, so it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
wouldn't
I'm surprised.
Be
Let me
like monthly if it's not on, right?
Let me ask her and see why. Sometimes it's as a result of the past due payment, and sometimes there's another issue. So let me ask her and see what's going on there. So 1 second here. I see that Rena was working on this, and she's in the web development department. So.
Yeah, you know, I'm really disappointed about what happened with my domain name. I don't understand how GoDaddy got possession, ownership of my domain name.
Oh,
so,
is that what happened?
You know,
you had bought it or purchased it, and then they took it over, so to speak.
Well, I had purchased it through you guys, right? Well, no, I purchased it through Inc. Authority. When I opened up my company, they opened up my LLC. They also gave me my business email address and my domain name. So I had just used you guys to build the website and to promote and to use that domain name. But Inc. Authority had... I guess when it was over, somehow GoDaddy had retained, occupied ownership of my domain name. And they, like, purchased it. I think it was, I was up for renewal. Like, I don't know 100% how this works. But from what I gather, I'm supposed to pay for it, the new registration for the domain name each year or something like that. And I was unaware because I've been having problems with my business email anyway. And they say that they sent something out. I didn't receive something, but it was sent. No, I'm sorry. I got this backwards. That's GoDaddy that did that. Somebody had said that I had called and wanted to cancel my domain. I think they actually said that I spoke to you in June of 2024. Yeah.
Oh,
cancel my domain name or something like that, which doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why I would do that.
Well, I wouldn't have control of like GoDaddy or that other company either. You know what I mean? If like Inc. Yeah. Authority had originally had it and then GoDaddy got it somehow, I wouldn't have control over that. But I do know that with a web domain, usually it does have to be renewed annually. So that could have taken place that maybe you were supposed to renew it and for some reason, you know, it slipped your mind or they didn't send you proper notification. And then maybe when it became available, somebody else grabbed it, like GoDaddy. But there's
a
note in here from November. It was saying something about they gave you a new domain. The client also said that
.co.
Okay.
.co instead of .com. The problem is everything I have is related to .com. But, from what I'm getting, the information that I'm getting is that GoDaddy had somehow gotten ownership of the domain name, where I was supposed to be paying them, even though I've never made them a payment for anything. So I don't even know how they ended up getting the ownership of that domain name, but somehow they did. And the domain name, was up for renewal. They did not reach out to me. And then after 6 days, it can be auctioned off or sold. So I did my investigation and I looked up on Whois to see, you know, who owns it and how it was owned. Cause I had called up GoDaddy and I had said this to them and they said, well, I can't give you any information. So I said, well, why? It's my website. It's my domain.
Yeah.
And they said, well, cause apparently the guy's telling me he's sitting in front of a computer and I needed to verify that I own it. So the only way that I can verify is they have to send me something. So he clicks a button, it sends me something, and I verify. So I don't know if they're sending it to the email address or my office phone number or what. And he can't tell me any information. But, I couldn't verify it because even though I own it, I wasn't getting anything on my phone. No, it could be because it has my office number on it and maybe he's trying to text, but he couldn't give me any information. He was really kind of a dick, part of my language, but he was.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he wouldn't give me any information and I couldn't verify. And he was like, well, then there's nothing I could tell you. He was a real jerk. So I did my homework on it and I go to find out that somehow GoDaddy had gotten that, ownership of it and, it canceled on, it's not the exact day, but 6 days after, up for renewal. If it's not paid by the renewal date, 6 days after that, they can auction it off or do whatever they want to do. So they did not notify me that it was up for renewal, nor did they notify me that it was canceled or anything. I found this out on my own. And then what they did was after that 6 day, they purchased it. So
I see.
I know it sounds really weird, but so now in order for me to get my .com back, I have to buy it from them and they want to sell it back to me at a premium cost because it's a project site. So it's a really shady thing that they did. They kind of snuck in, took my website without not letting me know or doing anything like that on the day that it was the 6 day, right after the 6 day grace period. which I didn't know. You know, I was supposed to register
yeah,
a year later.
I would
and
think
to be honest,
that's like
with
an
business,
unethical
so much other
practice.
Things on my mind. It
yeah,
is.
No,
and if you look up,
yeah.
If you look
that's
up reviews
good.
On GoDaddy or you looked about, go on Reddit or, you know, find out what people are saying about them, this is a big problem with them. So they had purchased it right after the grace period, the 6 days, and now they want, in order for me to buy it, I can't bid for it anymore, but I can ask them, you know, if the owner would tell, he wouldn't tell me anything. I could ask GoDaddy if the owner would sell to me. Meanwhile, they're the owner. I could ask
so,
them.
So I just went on to GoDaddy just to see if I could find some insight while I was talking to you. And I put in plantationprojects.com search domains. And it says domain taken, plantationprojects.com. We might be able to help you get it. Broker service fee, $99.99. So I
right.
think
so cool.
they're saying that you can buy it for $99. So
No, for $99. No. For $99, that's the broker's fee. That's what I pay their person to contact the people that own it. They're not telling
okay.
you that they own it, right? That's the person you would pay. That's the broker fee that you would
oh,
pay.
Oh, that's
so
just
the broker
what they
to contact the owner.
Oh,
the owner would turn around and say, hey, I want $2,500 for it. And then they'll tell the broker, and the broker will relay the message, well, we could sell it to you for $2,500. So that $99.99 is just a fee where they can contact the owner. It's a big scam. Meanwhile,
it's
they are the owner.
It's a big scam.
Yeah, that
happened, like, you're the first one I've actually talked to where that's happened recently, because I remember, gosh, I've been with this company for 14 years, and it was a good 14, 13, 12 years ago where there were companies out there that would go buy every domain available that they could think of. You know, for instance, abcmortgage.com, abcmortgagellc.com, abcmortgage.net.org. They would buy every single one for super cheap. And then when the real ABC Mortgage came along and said, hey, I want that, that's my business, they'd say, sure, we could sell it to you, but it's going to cost $2,000, like you said, you know? And I don't know, like, how they get away with that. That's extortion in my eyes, you know? But, yeah, I'm so sorry that that happened to you, Michael. The only thing we can do at this time is get you something close. And I know if the .co is not ideal, you know, I can definitely have them reach out to you, you know, once the payment's up to speed, and we can go over which domains are available. You know, maybe there's something that would work for you that is close to what you had. And, you know, we would just attach it to everything so that it starts getting.
You know what I mean? I don't know how much closer you can get than .co, but the reason, you know, they took it because it's an established domain. I've had it for, I don't know how many years I've had it, 3 years. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff on it. There's a lot of reviews on it. There's a lot of, you know, it's established. So that's driving up their price for to sell it back to me. You understand
so
what I'm saying?
So if we already had content on that, and then they you lost the domain because it didn't get renewed, they should be able to still retrieve all the content as well, you know, along with the reviews and everything that was on it before, you know? So I don't think that that's a problem. Or was it that you had your own content on there?
Yeah,
and
I
not,
had my
not
own content on it. And, that's not the problem with losing everything. Like, when I had gotten the .co, you know, I think everything was on there. But it was still, you know, everything that I have is under .com. Right? All my business cards and all my advertisements and my business email is mike@plantationprojects.com. So I don't have that either because I don't own the domain. I don't own that email. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. So what's your new email address? I'll put it on file just temporarily, so that if we need to correspond, we have it. But, yeah, you might need a new G Suite account or something so that you get the emails through your new domain. What a sticky mess. I'm so sorry to hear that. Usually the companies will definitely contact you.
I don't know if I'm going to try it to get it back or if I'm just going to go a completely different route yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't really focused on it too much because, you know, lucky for me, I have a lot of repeat customers and word of mouth is really my main source of business, how I get business. So,
Yeah, well, the good news is you don't even have to have a website to benefit from this. All you have to do is answer the phone when people call you. And I'm showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 3,924 times, and you've had 370 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think you're getting a lot of solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware, you know, but yeah. Oh, matter. Yeah. You know what's...
I know what I'm getting from my... for buying investments. So,
yeah, there's a lot of current leads on the dashboard that are coming in, and I'm wondering how they're coming in if the site's down, because normally they would fill out the contact site form on your site, but these are all, and they look like they might even be kind of like bogus leads, because usually when someone fills out the contact form, they'll put their address and their email address, and this isn't like, these are just very vague, like, hey, this is Sarah. We're looking to partner with an installation contractor on a pay-per-job basis. Then the next one was, hey, it's Ava. I supply roofing leads at $85 each. So they're trying to solicit you. What's this one? Hey, Plantation. So rather than saying, hey, Michael, they're saying, hey, Plantation, it's Kate. Found you on LinkedIn. Just help get a GC, get 386 leads. Yeah, so these are all solicitations, but I wonder where they're originating from, because normally this would come through the contact form on your website, but the website's down. So that's weird that these are still coming in. I wonder where they're coming from. So.
Well, if you go on to, presentation projects, like if I punch it in on my phone, it'll come up, plantationproducts.com. I just can't click on it. So, but you could still view like, pictures, and the phone number is still up on there. But the phone number that I had linked with you guys is inactive right now.
No, it should still be active. When an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. They just don't do any active programming on it. So it should. Matter of fact, I called you on the call tracking number because I'm looking. I dialed 912-491-3244. And then it says, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. I don't remember what I pressed. I think I just pressed 1 and then you picked up. So that's still working. So that's the good news. The call tracking number is still up and running.
But you can't go onto the website. The website's off.
It looks like the website's off. Yep. And we'll get that fixed, right away. Obviously I sent them a note. Let's see. Steve replied to me. Client's domain expired while he was suspended. We could renew it, but since it was lost, the price went up by $49. Willing to make that concession since the client has been consistent with his payments for almost 2 years. We can also consider some alternative. Oh, so I'm going to ask him if he's talking about the .co or if he's talking about the .com. That would be great. Is this relating to the .co? or the .com. Okay, let me see. But that's good. So Steve's pretty much saying that for us, it's going to cost an extra $49 to get it up and running again. But he said that's fine. We would absorb that cost because you've been with us for so long. It's kind of like you're a loyalty client at this point, you know. So yeah, that was nice of him. But I just have to wait and see. We work 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, so I don't know if he's already left because it's now we're on the West Coast. It's 4:14. So if for some reason he doesn't respond, I'll get back to you in the morning, you know, once I get a reply from him. And then we'll see kind of like what the next move is. But that's great. Either way.
Bo and not the .com. You know, because
Yeah. He put, we can also order some alternatives such as plantationprojects.pro or plantationprojects.net. I know you want the .co though, because it's the closest to what you had. Okay. Yeah. He just replied.
I want to get what I have.
Plantationprojects.co. So that's what it is. So all we have to do is once the payment's up to speed, they're going to renew that domain for you, and then we'll have it. Yep, the .co, that's the one he just confirmed what he was talking about. So he put the client's domain expired while he was suspended. So that's something that you don't have to pay extra for. We'll absorb that extra cost once your payment's up to speed.
Yeah, I don't even know if I really want to do that, Tina. I really want to try and get the .com back. So I guess I'm going to contact GoDaddy and see, you know, what they want for it, you know, and then.
Yeah, you should negotiate with them, see what they want, maybe, you know, make a lot of noise and get upset. And, you know, sometimes that works. My son has a friend who's very vocal, and when things don't go his way, he starts having a fit, and you'd be surprised. All of a sudden, costs will be cut in half, and I don't know how he gets away with it, but it's crazy how, like, people just get, like, intimidated by him, and next minute he gets, like, better pricing. So maybe if you know, talk to them, you can get a better deal on it. But what I would recommend is, depending on what the process is, at least get it renewed so that it's up and running. Because right now, if people, you know, see you on Google and they click on your site, it just says, you know, site cannot be reached. So it's always good that they can see something on there. You know what I mean? So I would recommend get it up to speed sooner rather than later. Because if we get it reactivated under the .co, and then a week from now you call me and you say, good news, GoDaddy worked with me and I now have the .com, that's an easy fix. We can just port it over to the .com at that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people will even have... I was going to say, some people even have multiple domains that all port to the same site. You know what I mean? So you could do something like that too. Keep both of them if you do gain access to the .com, depending on what they want. I mean, I definitely wouldn't pay $2,500 for it, but it depends on, you know, how valuable it is to you. You know, you have to consider that, like, when people see you online, we're in an instant gratification type of a world, so most people are going to just click on the link anyway. They're not going to actually type in plantationprojects.co or plantationprojects.com. They're going to just see, website, and just click on it, and it opens. So I don't think it would really affect you that, you know, gravely, but if, you know, you get talk to them and you find out you can get a good deal on it, then definitely get it, the one that you had initially, you know. But also tell them that when it expires, that they have to give you ample notice. So, because how can you be responsible for losing it if they didn't even notify you? That's crazy.
No notice at all. And,
that's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe they tried calling my old office line that I had, you know, when I first opened the business, or maybe it was my old cell phone. I don't even know what number they're trying to call. And he won't tell me. He says he won't see it. So just the button he pushes. So I don't even know if they were able to, if I was able to get any kind of message. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
They have to have a better way to verify your identity, though, you know, because I don't know if you recall, but when you signed up with us, we had you put a security question and answer on file, which is your first pet's name, and the answer is Odie, right? So they should have a better way to verify your identity, because a lot of people will change their email addresses or their business phone numbers over the years. Just because your original business phone number isn't what you have today, that doesn't mean that you're not truly Michael Santiago, you know? So, that, I mean, they should have a better system in place. And I think that
if their plan is to scam people, then they're not going to go the extra mile to try and, you know, help them in any way. If anything, they're going to try and do the opposite, right? So, and really, it seems like a complete, like, they really, they knew what they were doing. You know, they seen the website, they seen it was established, they seen all the pictures and all the action it was getting, and they seen that it was, it had just expired. So they say, oh, wait 6 days, hell never, because I'm not on it. I'm really on it. Wait 6 days.
Yeah.
6 days, we'll buy it, and then we'll sell it back to him for, you know, and he'll probably pay it because it's an established, yeah, I didn't just get it a few days ago, you know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know that GoDaddy was one of those companies that used to do all of the, you know, buying of domains and trying to resell them, you know? So,
I mean, if you look up their reviews, and you'll find that they don't have great reviews, and they've been actually been sued like 4 or 5 times already for stuff similar to that.
Interesting. So, okay, well, I think we have a good game plan here. I put some notes in, and then, you know, I'll touch base with you on Monday. Hopefully we can get this one past due payment up to speed. And then after that, if you want to cancel the account or put it on hold or even continue with the 30 days on the back end, meaning, you know, Monday's the 22nd, so you would then be paid in full till January 22nd because I would push that next billing out. So it just depends on what you want to do. You know, we can discuss that more on Monday. But in the meantime, you know, I'm glad that we talked now, and maybe by then you'll have some more insight for me as to whether you can get that original domain back or not, you know?
Yeah, that's going to be my goal. So, you know, if I get that, I can only focus on one thing. I have too much other stuff going on. So, you know, once I talk to them, then I'll have a better idea where I'm going to go as far as
Makes sense. Yeah, and it's the holidays and everything, so it's always harder to even focus on that stuff this time of year because everybody's so busy, you know? So, yeah, but either way, I'll call you on Monday. You should have my direct line. I've sent it to you before. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, you know, so if anything changes, you can call me. But if not, like I said, I'll call you on Monday, okay?
Did you say 777?
Yep, it's 777. And if you when you call in, it's a voice activated system. So all you have to do is say transfer to Tina or put in that 777, and then it'll come right back to my desk.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Okay. Have a good evening.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye bye.